Some titillation Tuesday here. This is really not very titillating, but the definition of the word sextinction. Do you want to know? You want to guess what that is? Sextinction.
I'm living it.
Okay. He is. It's fact. If you're looking there at Biggie, he's a perfect example.
It's just when you've given up on any thoughts or chances of having sex ever again.
It says it's an alarming trend. Younger adults especially, because they're, and you know, we've chronicled this for a while, addicted to their social media and on their phones so often, they aren't nearly as interested in sex as they used to be. So they're concerned that the population will decline over the next 40 years to the point where younger people can't support the older people with Medicare, with Social Security, that kind of thing. You know, that's been happening a lot. They say tech is a big factor. Phones, social media, streaming, and gaming are replacing real-life connection and sex for young people. So they are worried about a big population downturn.
Which, that's not a terrible thing, don't you think?
Well, I didn't. I thought, I mean, good.
Less people in the way, you know. Less people on the roads. You know, by the time, you know, I'm 80, I can probably go 100 on the freeway.
Well, you know,
not worry about crashing.
I read 5 or 6 years ago that if the population declines, we're going to have huge problems because there won't be enough young people in the workforce, and people on Social Security will have issues. You know how that goes. And we're living longer, you know, of course.
So we've got to take care of us olds.
Right.
Yeah.
The youngs have to take care of the olds. And if there's not enough youngs coming along, we're going to have serious problems. I mean, I think Elon Musk is serious when he says he's trying to repopulate the Earth, you know, by...
He's doing his part.
Oh, yes, he is.
How many kids he's got? Like, seven?
He's up to like 11.
Yeah, he's got...
It's at least 10.
For sure. Double digits. Yeah. But I thought to myself, is that really a problem? Apparently it is, that we're going to have... And then I saw something recently, like, would it be better if we had 200 million people added to the population or taken away from the population? Like, if suddenly, if you could make the population 200 million higher or lower, and I said lower, but apparently the answer should be higher.
But, I mean, weren't we thriving when there was less people?
Well, we always had the right amount of people for, you know, it was like the right mix. Because people used to have 4 or 5 babies, and now they have none or 1 or 2, and it's causing some problems. And the article says that college students are so into their phones and stuff, A, they're not having sex, or B, they'll look at the phone during sex. They'll pick it up
and
do their social media.
What a great idea. I never even thought of that.
Yeah, they will. Students have reported college students checking notifications, scrolling, or even replaying messages in the middle.
During the act?
During the act. During the act of sex.
You're doing it wrong.
What are you doing, bro?
It's like an addiction, a dopamine addiction, where they have to.
That's the thing. It's that the addiction to the phone. It's not, you're thinking of it as just how insulting, but they're truly addicted to the phone.
It says that when guys are having sex, if their phone is on the nightstand and buzzes, they cannot help but pick it up.
Well, that's different than just
scrolling through TikTok.
But if somebody even messages your TikTok buzz, I bet you're like, what's this video? Hang on.
Got a little TikTok buzz here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'd rather do that.
This guy's eating chicken fingers in the car.
It's insulting. That is insulting. What if he turned and showed it to the... And she's like, oh, I appreciate it.
You seen
it.
This one yet? Yeah.
New developments in the Epstein files.
Out there. No wonder we have sextinction. We're going away from sex.
Well, yeah, you were talking earlier about people dating ChatGPT. I mean, that's got to be a part of it, too.
Yeah, probably so.
No, that's a tiny subset of the very lonely.
Well, even if they're not actually dating it or think that they're dating it, they're still talking to it probably more than they're talking to regular people. Yeah. So it's taking that social interaction away from them.
Yeah, but the more I think about it, no sex, talking to robots. I'm good with it.
Bring it on. Yeah.
Embrace it, Biggie.
I mean, really, what's their...
Yeah. You've already said you're off women. That's it.
Yeah,
you never pay off your medical debt. Use the money you have and just get a really good AI.
Yeah.
But even that, I don't need... Yeah, I could just chat when I want to.
You know, somebody told me, B.B. Shea, I hope I'm not embarrassing you here.
Oh, God.
We were at... golly, what night was it? They all run together. It was Saturday night. We were at a place called Gray's Tavern, and your lady friend was there, who was great.
Yeah, she surprised me. I didn't expect to see her.
Oh, you weren't expecting her?
No.
Well, I was inside. I had gone inside. I'd already seen both of you and went inside. And somebody came up to me and said, that B.B. Shea's girlfriend? I mean, any question about NFL football? And I said, well, I believe you. I don't know. You know. And he goes, I used to send you tough-ass trivia questions to ask during Super Bowl week. He looked at me. He goes, "You're a Broncos fan, right?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Who wore number 41? And I said, "Floyd Little." And he said, "That is correct." And he just turned around and left.
You ruined his day.
Yeah, that was the last. Yeah. And that must be like what Chris Dim feels like when Barry comes in the office.
Yeah,
Barry challenge me. It's Mellencamp. Obviously, we know that.
One of my little favorite moments. I'm not sure you guys were there, but it was the Sunday afternoon show, the matinee in Lexington, and to a man and woman, and they said they were both mail carriers. And they said, "Can you give us a shout out on the show tomorrow?" I said, "Well, no, we're not going to be there." And then they looked at each other and said, "We have the day off, too."
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And
Washington's birthday.
And the guy, who he said, so shout out to those mail carriers.
Yes.
The guy said the girlfriend or wife had been listening forever, like 20-something years. And finally turned him on to it, to this show.
Like 6 weeks ago?
He said, "The first day I listened, Chris Dim announced his retirement." The first day?
Wow.
He's like, "Well, I guess," I said, "Man."
That one guy cries a lot.